You're listening to RVA Loves Poetry, a podcast where RVA students and teachers talk about the poems that we love. After examining some of our favorite poems with both mind and heart, we hope you'll love them too. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the RVA Loves Poetry podcast.
We're your hosts, Elizabeth and Yunjin.
We'll be reading our favorite poem to you.
We're going to be reading our favorite poem to you called The Death of Santa Claus by Charles Harper Webb.
The Death of Santa Claus by Charles Harper Webb. He's had the chest pains for weeks, but doctors don't make house calls to the North Pole. He's let his Blue Cross lapse, blood tests make him faint, hospital gown always flap open. Waiting rooms upset his stomach, and it's only indigestion anyway, he thinks. Until, feeding the reindeer, he feels as if a monster fist has grabbed his heart and won't stop squeezing. He can't breathe, and the beautiful white world he loves goes black. And he drops on his jelly belly in the snow, and Mrs. Claus tears out of the toy factory, wailing. And the elves wring their little hands, and Rudolph's nose blinks like a sad ambulance light. In a tract house in Houston, Texas, I'm 8, telling my mom that stupid kids at school say Santa's a big fake, and she sits with me on our purple-flowered couch and takes my hand, tears in her throat, the terrible news rising to her eyes.
The Death of Santa Claus by Charles Harper Webb is a poem about a kid realizing that Santa isn't real. The poem describes how Santa is ill by lots of diseases, chest pains for weeks, blood tests that make him faint. There's a word called Blue Cross, which is known for insurance or medical care. In the poem, it says that he lets his Blue Cross lapse. It's basically saying that he no longer has the insurance that will cover his medical care, which leads him having heart problems. In the end of the poem, Santa dies, and the kid's mother tells him that Santa is dead. In the story of Santa Claus is fake, they describe Santa's death as him being fake.
So this poem is basically an extended metaphor about kids finding out that Santa Claus isn't real because he like basically dies to them, like he dies in the poem. And so the chest pain for weeks sort of means that there's like a leading up to his death. So he's had the chest pains for weeks, which is sort of like implying that the kids are like doubting him for like weeks, or they're doubting him for a certain amount of time before they actually realize that he's not real. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, these kids are slowly losing their faith in Santa until they finally stop believing him altogether, and that's when Santa dies. It's a lot more evident in the last few stanzas when the boy is crying because kids are calling Santa fake, and he himself is actually starting to lose belief in Santa. So the last stanza, it solidifies this idea because the mom is preparing to tell her son the truth about Santa, because like the last stanza, it says, and takes my hand, tears in her throat, the terrible news rising in her eyes. So the terrible news, Santa's death, or just her telling her kid that Santa isn't real. So yeah, Yunjin, how did you find out that Santa wasn't real?
Christmas Eve is when a lot of parents around the world are nervous about, because they have to put the presents before the kids realize that it was them acting like Santa. And my parents were also in one of those struggles. In 2017, when I was in third grade, I didn't go to bed. I stayed up wanting to meet Santa. I was in my pajamas and trying to be awake for hours and hours, while my parents were wanting me to go to bed. Unfortunately, I didn't go to bed, so my parents had to bring the presents out and put it under the Christmas tree in front of me, who thought that Santa was real. I was a bit shocked, but not that much. Me and my friends had to keep a secret between my sister, who was in bed and thought that Santa was real. Elizabeth, how did you find out that Santa Claus wasn't real?
So for me, when I found out Santa wasn't real, I was about 8 years old, and I was talking to, like, I don't know, what's it called? She was like my godmother, sort of, and I was talking to her. We were texting back and forth, whatever, and I started talking about Santa Claus for some reason, and I asked her if she believed in Santa Claus, and she was like, of course I believe in Santa Claus, and Mrs. Claus, and the elves, and the reindeer, And I didn't know she was being sarcastic. And so I responded and I was like, oh my gosh, that's great, because I believe in them too. And she was like, oh, I don't actually believe in them. Santa Claus is fake. And I was like, it was really bad. And I was really depressed for a really long time. So yeah, that's how I found out about Santa Claus.
The Death of Santa Claus by Charles Harper Webb has lots of poetic devices. In stanza 5 and 6, it says, until feeding the reindeer, he feels as if a monster fist has grabbed his heart and won't stop squeezing. It's saying that monster fist grabbing his heart. And it's the imagery. It gives a sort of an idea of how the pain may have felt for Santa. Then in stanza 6, it says, and he drops on his jelly belly in the snow and Mrs. Claus tears out of the toy factory. It refers to him having a jelly belly, which is a reference to one of the most famous Christmas poems written, A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Clark Moore, where it says he had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when you laughed like a bowl full of jelly. And in stanza 7 and 8, it says, wailing and the elves wring their little hands and Rudolph's nose blink like a sad ambulance light. It's a personification. It's giving an ambulance attribute to his nose because it's blinking. The Death of Santa Claus by Charles Harper Webb. He's had the chest pains for weeks, but doctors don't make house calls to the North Pole. He's let his blue cross lapse, blood tests make him faint, hospital gown always flap open, waiting rooms upset his stomach, and it's only indigestion anyway, he thinks. Until feeding the reindeer, he feels as if a monster fist has grabbed his heart and won't stop squeezing. He can't breathe, and the beautiful white world he loves goes black. And he drops on his jelly belly in the snow, and Mrs. Claus tears out of the toy factory wailing. And the elves wring their little hands, and Rudolph's nose blinks like a sad ambulance light. And in a tract house in Houston, Texas, I'm 8, telling my mom that stupid kids at my school says Santa's a big fake. And she sits with me on a purple flower couch and takes my hand, tears in her throat, the terrible news rising in her eyes.
We were your hosts, Elizabeth
and Yanjin.